Hello and welcome to the Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. It is LFCC Day with a twist. It is Workforce Solutions turn at the mic. That means I am staring at a Zoom screen that has some fantastic people, including Guy Curtis from Lord Fairfax Community College's Workforce Solutions. Carlene Hurdle is also on the Zoom screen with us. She is their corporate training director. And a brand newbie to the show is Jay Foreman. He is a John C. Maxwell certified trainer, coach, best-selling author, and we've got him today on the air. Nice win, Guy Curtis.
Absolutely. I got the full lineup of all-stars today, the dynamic duo. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Of course, you are listening to this on our regularly scheduled Thursday. We have pre-recorded it, though, on a Wednesday morning. And Guy, we're talking today about the Leadership Excellence Program, and it's in its second year, and I missed it last year, and I'm excited to get the details for what's going to be happening this year and potentially get myself registered. So tell me about it.
Absolutely. This program couldn't be more timely with the pandemic and the current crisis that we're kind of evolving into. This leadership program really takes those best nuggets of the year and best practices for area leaders wanting to develop and enhance their leadership acumen. It's a longer program, about 8 sessions, that dives deep into some of these actionable items and takeaways and best practices that leadership can really develop and focus on. And we're excited to announce that the areas that they're focusing on are resiliency, adaptability, and communication. And these key items are most needed in many ways this year, even more with the crisis and pandemic that we're in. So we're very excited to have Carlene Hurdle on the air today. She's our corporate training director, as well as Jay Foreman. And he's our expert instructor leading this cohort for us in this new program that's for the second year. So we're excited to have them on board and dive into deep into some of the topic areas and the key takeaways that leaders can use today.
Well, and I want to point out, you mentioned that there are 8 sessions. They happen over the course of September, October, November, and December. But each training session is only 4 hours long. So this isn't a huge time commitment in a day, even though it's spread out over several months.
Right. We've curated some very intentional content to address the crisis that we know that leaders are in right now, with disruptions to the economy, disruptions to their business, gosh, even disruptions to our personal lives. We know that there's never been a greater need for the emergence of effective and agile leaders and leadership styles. And so we took what we did last year and we really took a hard look at it, and we went out and put ourselves in touch with a lot of the thought leaders that are out there today. And so we curated some new content that's really going to address the turbulent times and the leadership qualities that we know so many of our businesses in the area need. We did some labor market data, and we took a look at even just all of the current job openings in our service region to see the shift in the skills that are needed. And that's where we came up with the topics of resiliency, adaptability, and communication. Those are really the top 3 domains that companies are looking for, and it's a skill that can be developed. So we decided to put it into our Leadership Excellence, which is a program for seasoned leaders and emerging leaders to be able to take and really practice those skills and dive in deep and share their experiences with others and have an opportunity to almost like, you know, you build muscle, to have an opportunity to go in and really exercise those types of traits.
And Jay, Carlene kind of gave us the overview. I want to make sure people understand this isn't just a fluff webinar. We've seen tons of those popping up over Zoom in the last 6 or 7 months. I was looking through some of the topics and what some of the conversations are going to be. You really do get into the weeds, and people are going to leave with actionable items that they can put to use the minute they're done with this program.
Absolutely. And that's why, and I promise I'm not pandering here, but I teach and I do these workshops all over. I've been to a lot of them all over every year. This is my favorite one to be a part of. This is the second year we're doing this, because it is by far the most robust one that I've ever been a part of. And like you said earlier, it's we take our time. It's 8 different sessions, 4 hours at a pop, spread over 4 months. But a lot of times you go to these leadership seminars or you go to these leadership trainings, and you get excited and you learn the latest and greatest techniques that are out there, that as soon as you get back in the real world, it's like putting a square peg through a round hole. So what we do is we address all those issues with what we give out. We also talk to the folks, glean from the other folks that are in the classroom as well. I always say, I think it's egotistical for any instructor to ever say, you're going to get everything you need to know from me. When we all share our personal experiences, what happens in the real world, because we all know it gets messy out there, especially with leadership. It's a lot easier to know, okay, here's what we're gleaning from these classes, and we have a lot of great information this year to disseminate. And also, it depends on the personalities of the folks we're dealing with, the situations we're dealing with, and our own personalities as well. So we take into account all of those factors to hopefully send off people as the best leaders they can possibly be when they're done with this class.
And I think that's key too, because knowing that I can take this class and come in with specific issues that maybe I'm facing in my organization as a leader and say, hey, I'm running into problem XYZ, and that's potentially something I can get advice from the other class members on that you can use as part of the actual teaching and program itself, makes it so much more valuable to me to give that time to be able to come in and participate.
Absolutely. And what we typically find out is a lot of times we're dealing with something when it comes to leadership and we feel like we're off on an island trying to deal with this by ourselves. And when we share that information and brainstorm and collaborate, we find out, hey, really, there's nothing new under the sun. A lot of people have been dealing with this. And here's how I got past this, or here's how I kicked down that wall and got to the next level. And we learn from each other as well as what we have to offer from this course.
Carlene, Guy was telling me before we started recording for the radio show that this program is limited to just 20 people. So who should be applying for it? Who should be registering to be a part of this program?
Well, that's a great question. And I would never frame this as a first leadership class. This really is for folks who've been sitting in that leadership seat for a while and want to improve their leadership skills, or they're facing some brand new challenges that they've never faced before, and they need to go through some case studies, or they want to take a look at some proven approaches and consider some things that maybe they've never tried before. I use the analogy of building their muscle. So we're looking really at professionals who maybe want to advance in their careers, folks who are leading an organization and really struggling or having some difficulties, folks that are doing a fantastic job and really want to share that information and gather some new insights from other folks in the organization. And then we do have that introductory leadership cohort called Leadership Institute. So we think it's a great opportunity for folks who are alumni of that course to then take the next step. Those are really who we've identified as the who should attend this class. And, you know, the other thing too, I think, is we all have some leadership influence. And so if there's an area that you've been leading where, you know, now you're facing brand new challenges, then I think those challenges can be very effectively taught some new skills within this context.
So we're going to take a break in a second. Before we do, Guy, this show is airing on the 13th, on Thursday the 13th. The first session starts on September 8th. Is registration open now? If during the commercial break somebody wants to run out and get more information, when can they register?
They can register today. They can contact us directly. You can get more details and information on our website, lfccworkforce.com/LE, short for Leadership Excellence. And if not, give us a call at our office, 540-868-7021, and we can get you enrolled. But yeah, there is a free nugget. Maybe we'll get into talking a little bit more about that if you want to explore more into this program. We have an excellent white paper that has condensed a lot of this information, as well as a few actionable items folks can take right now. So if anything, if they can download the white paper, if they are showing some interest in this program, if you want to take your leadership to the next level, that nugget would help kind of frame up the need for this program even further. So we highly recommend that, as well as getting in contact with us if they have any questions and want to register today.
And as we go to break, I will remind everyone listening that because we have pre-recorded this show, all of the links that we're talking about today, including the link to that white paper, is already up on theriver953.com. Just choose the podcast tab and you can go check it out as we go to a couple of minutes of commercials. When we come back, Jay, can we get in the weeds a little bit about some of these actual topics and what some of the key takeaways for each of them are going to be?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to do all of that in a couple of minutes. Go download the white paper. I'm Janet Michael. It's LFCC Day, Workforce Solutions here on the Valley. Today we are chatting with Carlene Hurdle. She is their corporate training director, and Jay Foreman. He is actually going to be the Leadership Excellence Program instructor. We're going to come back and talk with all of them in just a couple of minutes.
Do you know anyone who is struggling with financial hardships because of coronavirus? Our new webinar called Coping with the Money Crunch can help. We'll talk about immediate options to consider, revising or creating a spending plan, and lots of community resources. Then we'll cover how to narrow your priorities, contact creditors, and avoid scams and risky loans. The webinar is free, and you can either join by phone or through Zoom on a smartphone, tablet, or computer. You can find out more by visiting the Northern Shenandoah Valley Financial Education Program on Facebook or calling Karen Poff at 540-635-4549. Let me show you how to make your own plan or help someone you care about get through the crisis. Call 635-4549 or visit at NSV Financial Education on Facebook today.
Welcome back to the Valley today. I am your host, Janet Michael. It is LFCC Day on a Thursday as you're listening to the show. We, however, have pre-recorded on a Wednesday morning. We are chatting on the Zoom screen today with Guy Curtis from LFCC Workforce Solutions. With him is Carlene Hurdle. She is the Corporate Training Director. Along with Carlene is Jay Foreman. He is a John C. Maxwell Certified Trainer, Coach, best-selling author, and instructor of the Leadership Excellence Program. That's what we've been talking about for most of the show today. It does start on September 8th. The classes are 8 a.m. to noon throughout the rest of the year. It is an in-person class limited to 20 people. Registration is open on the LFCCWorkforce.com website right now. And Jay, when we went to break, I said I wanted to kind of get into the weeds a little bit on the different topics for each of the sessions. So there's three core competencies that you're talking about: resiliency, communication, and adaptability. Talk to me about resiliency. What does that look like when you're sitting in this class?
Well, resiliency, we have two classes that are going to focus on nothing but the characteristics of resiliency and what's happening with a leader. Today, especially with what we with what's happened the last 6 months, where our lives have changed, knowing that leaders have to be resilient. If we've seen anything, we've seen that, hey, with things changing, not by the day, but by the hour, we need to change as well. We know that moving forward, we're all going to have false starts as leaders. We're going to have bumps in the road. That's natural. That should be expected at this point. What we want to cover in here is that's okay. It's okay to meet those bumps in the road. It's going to happen out there. The real world is a messy place. Leadership can get very messy. But when we do that, how do we take a step back and say, okay, we need to recalibrate, we need to go in a different direction. How do we take what we've learned here, what we've gleaned here, and apply it so that we're moving forward in a better direction for us, our organization, the people around us? And we really, these are brass tacks things we're going to learn so we can go out and apply directly to our lives.
And then what about adaptability? Because that's probably been even a bigger issue in the last 6 months. I cannot tell you the number of people and guests that I've talked to that are not doing anything the way they used to do things in today's world.
Exactly. Adaptability is huge with what we're going on right now. But believe it or not, adaptability was something that was a motion or movement going on before COVID even hit in the leadership world. Because we're starting to see, hey, there's a lot of tried and true leadership techniques out there that work, but times change. You know, we live in this instant gratification world now. Decisions need to be made faster. People want things now. We also will touch on adapting to different communication styles, not to get ahead of ourselves here with the communication piece, but with Gen X, with baby boomers, with millennials, you know, different kind of communication styles. How do we adapt to reach and connect with each person we're dealing with there? Also with COVID going on, the adaptability is off the charts. A lot of people have done a complete 180. What I'm doing now was not what I was doing 6 months ago. You know, how do we adapt? How do we embrace that? And how do we get good at that? And as leaders, how do we help the folks around us do a better job with this?
I just wanted to add to that too. I think you know, what a lot of these leaders in the current times are dealing with is this tug of war between becoming fully dynamic and innovative and trying to remain fully stable as an organization at the same time. And so I think a lot of the content here, particularly some of the coursework directed around how do you lead through uncertainty and how do you have the right mindset to handle unexpected occurrences within your organization. And I think Jay does a fantastic job of facilitating and leading groups through talking about just exactly those kinds of dichotomous situations that they find themselves in.
And I think the one thing that maybe COVID has had the greatest impact on a lot of business owners now is the ability to recognize a situation that they need to pivot and adapt to instead of just grabbing a hold of how it was in the before times and being determined that they're not going to do anything different. They're going to wait it out. You can't wait it out anymore. That's not how it works. You have to adapt now.
Right, and that's what we're seeing some of the best leaders out there, and we're sharing this information of how to do this as well. The best leaders out there are looking for and finding and seizing the opportunities in the midst of this crisis and moving forward and saying, hey, you know what? We're of the mindset we're going to come out of this better than we ever were before going into this. So, and we're going to share how you create that mindset and how you turn that into a real game plan for yourself and your organization.
Carlene, you were telling me during the break when you guys were putting together these core competencies that communication scored like off the charts from local business leaders and people as the greatest need or the greatest thing that they felt like they needed more information and more education on is communicating, not always with their staff, but with their customers, with their suppliers, with their vendors, with everybody across the board.
Absolutely. And we looked at labor market data. We actually studied current job openings within the 7-county Lord Fairfax footprint and found that communication was by and large the number one soft skill that employers are looking for. Not only, I mean, it runs the gamut of positions that they're hiring for, from entry level all the way up through managerial positions. And so we really felt like that was a key focus. I know one of my favorite authors, Pat Lencioni, talks about being exceedingly human during a crisis and over-communicating, but not just sheer volume of email and messaging, but really communicating the what and the why so that folks understand what matters most right now. And I think that's really a key focus of the way the content has been curated for this course. We do go back to servant leadership, but we take a different approach to servant leadership, talking about trust and cooperation as being foundational for the communications that you have. We also talk about listening, because a huge part of communicating is being a very effective listener and really understanding maybe what's not being said or understanding the context of what people are communicating. And then we talk about how you get results from your communication. So I think all of those become very important ways that, you know, when everything paused and we all went basically home to work, this is what we've been working on. So we're super excited to be able to take all of the really concentrated efforts that we all put into curating this new content and delivering it back out to folks who really right now may truly be looking for some key answers and some aha moments in their leadership style to, as Jay said, come out of this better for it.
Jay, to be clear, this is not a session where they're going to show up at 8 a.m. and until noon, they just listen to you talk. This isn't a lecture series. This is an interactive learning experience.
Nobody wants to hear me talk for 4 hours. No, this is interactive. This is as interactive as it gets. I tell the class before every session, hey, we're here for 4 hours. My job is to make it feel like about 30 minutes. And, you know, while leadership is not always fun, it's not always popular, it doesn't have to be the case for leadership training. You know, it's our job to make this fun. If we're having fun, if we're lacking, if our guard's down a little bit, we're going to learn more. We're going to retain more. We're going to be able to bring that out into the real world. So our goal is to make this a safe place, a fun place, an exciting place. We want people to look forward to the next one, say, man, I can't wait to show up at 8 a.m. for the next class and then find out what's going to happen. So That's our goal. And just to piggyback off what Carlene said, I get super excited about the communication piece, because for me, I think that's synonymous with leadership. I think it's so important. And obviously the surveys that they sent out show that. But to steal a phrase from John Maxwell, what we really focus on in the communication piece is not just communicating with other folks, but connecting with other folks and understanding where they're coming from in order to have that influence with them.
Guy, give me the quick rundown on where I can get more information, how I can register, when these things start, how long they run for. Give me all the deets.
Sure. Well, they can register now. It is limited to 20 seats, so please get your registration in as soon as you can. But visiting our website is a great first place to start, lfccworkforce.com/LE, short for Leadership Excellence. And there you can download the white paper to get more details and information about some of these key topics and areas that Jay and Carlene are speaking to. And it gives you an overview of why the need is there for this level of leadership excellence. So there's that start as well, too. You can also reach out to our corporate training manager, Larry Baker. Larry is a great guy that has been working in our area for many years and knows a lot of our leaders who are needing additional support. But reach out to him, too, as well for that enrollment effort or any other questions you have about the topics that are being shared today in the program. So that's a great place to start. Plus, you can also visit our YouTube page. Jay's got a wonderful little promotional video on why even more leadership excellence is needed. So I would love to, if Janet, you could do anything to promote that little video. It was a great way to highlight the need for this program coming in September. So we're hoping to see all the leaders out there and any alumni from the Leadership Institute program who wish to participate. We'd love to see you out there and take your leadership to the next level.
And you mentioned this is limited to 20 participants, and this is an in-person session that will happen at the Middletown campus of Lord Fairfax Community College, right?
Yes, that's right. And our college has gone extensively to make sure our students are safe, staff, and our instructors. So we have some safety guidelines as well to acknowledge as you get ready to enroll and participate in the program. So we also have many other programs also in person as well too. So students can feel confident that they're safe and they're in a protected environment, as well as a place to be open and be honest with Jay and others that are in the classroom to learn more from them and from our instructor, our expert, Jay.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you taking some time out of your Wednesday morning to have this conversation with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janet.
We are going to wrap up today's conversation. It has been LFCC Day on a Thursday. As you're listening to this, we, of course, have pre-recorded it on a Wednesday. We have been chatting with Guy Curtis from LFCC Workforce Solutions. Carlene Hurdle is their corporate training director, along with Jay Foreman. He is there. I've run through the list of all of the accomplishments that Jay Foreman has done. We're going to talk when we're done with the radio show, Jay, about how you can hook me up to be as diverse as you are in my skill set. But Jay is their instructor for corporate training of the upcoming Leadership Excellence Program. All the information already up on theriver953.com. You can find it under the podcast tab. Tomorrow is a conversation with Lieutenant Michael Fadler. He is the new lieutenant for the Front Royal Salvation Army. So meet me back here tomorrow a few minutes after noon, and I will have that conversation ready to go for you.